and a great Sunday morning to you for December the 3rd, 2017. I'm Brian Truda, and this is Casey Close Up. On today's show, we are certainly into the heart of the Christmas season. If you've been listening to us on KC 1021 playing the Christmas music, you know that we've been ho-ho-hoing for some time. But now, on the 3rd of December, we are certainly into the heart of the Christmas season. And part of the heart is the giving back for the holidays. It's remembering our friends and neighbors. It's remembering the people around us, in addition to our families and ourselves. And part of the Christmas spirit, of course, with giving back, we really find in a lot of the organizations that we talk to this time of year. So coming up on today's show, we're going to speak with the executive director of the Johnson County Christmas Bureau, Larry Biggis, who's going to give us a lesson that poverty is all around us, even if we live in Johnson County, Kansas. It's a name that has an upturned nose sound attached to it when people talk about, oh, Johnson County. But Larry wants us to remember that poverty can be anywhere, and it can be in our friends and neighbors, in our own communities, and we may not even know about it. And he's going to tell us just how prevalent that problem is, especially in Johnson County, and how we can help. Also today, we're going to do a Casey Close-Up follow-up. This is a story that we did a couple of months ago. When a kid named Gabriel Downey was going for his Eagle Scout project, he didn't know what he was going to do. But Gabriel, who has narcolepsy and also has a service dog, was walking into a shop in Independence Square one day when the shop owner ignorantly told him that he had to leave because his dog couldn't be there. Gabriel's Eagle Scout project then was making people aware of the laws that people with special needs and their service dogs have in any store, restaurant across the country. We're going to follow up with Gabriel today because he earned his Eagle Scout award this past week, and we're all so proud of him. And first, though, on our show, again, with the spirit of giving comes the season of giving. Danny Z from Country Hill Motors came into the show with Jen and Truda this past week and unveiled the 10th annual season of giving with Country Hill Motors. Danny came in and will tell us right now all about it.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
The season of giving enters its 10th year this year, which is unbelievable because I've worked with you on this before, and so we must be old.
No. No. No, we are young at heart.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, 10 years. It's incredible. I'll tell you, 10 years ago, we decided to give back to the community that's given back so much to us. And it started off by giving away minivans to single moms. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to be able to pack a minivan full of toys and gifts and put the word out that we were looking for that special lady and kids to give back right here in Kansas City. And then that year, we got over 500 nominations, which blew our mind. So we immediately knew that this can't end. We have to continue to give back, and we have to go bigger. And so here we are, year 10, and we get nearly 1,500 nominations a year. And not only that, our other businesses right here in the community have said, we want to be a part of this. And so I am so blown away by what we're doing this year and by the partnerships that we've developed and how grateful we are to you all for making this possible and getting the word out. So this year, not only are we giving away a minivan full of toys and gifts, but another family is also going to receive a new water heater and plumbing services. So if they don't have hot water in the home, and that's from our friends at Morgan Miller Plumbing. And that family is also going to get a ton of toys and a ton of gifts and essentials and clothing for their whole family. And then another family, get this, is going to win food for an entire year. That's $400 a month for an entire year from our friends at Sprouts.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
What a life-changing gift.
Truly. Truly. And that family, too, by the way, is going to get toys and gifts and clothes and essentials to really give them a hand up. So we are so excited. Three lucky families are going to be, their lives will be changed, I will tell you. We've been doing this for 10 years, and it's the stories that we read are just heart-wrenching, and you think you have problems, but you don't when you begin to read these stories and understand where these folks are coming from and the beds they're waking up from every morning.
Yeah. And this, you know, it seems like very base things, but really, I mean, it's not uncommon to hear about, you know, somebody who has to heat up water on the stove, to put in the bathtub because they don't have hot water, mm-hmm. to take a bath in or bathe the kids. These are very, very basic but very important things for life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And when it comes to a car, getting their kids to school, making it to a job on time, making it to a job interview, going to pick up food. I'll tell you, last year's winter, had to walk to work. He worked at a grocery store, walked to work every single day, and did it for nearly 2 years. It was actually grandparents raising their grandchildren because the mom had passed away. And we gave him the minivan. And then we get a call 2 days later from the nominator and said, "You won't believe this, but he walked home from work because he forgot that he had a car." About humility. Talk about humble. I mean, this family was just outstanding. He got back, obviously, to the grocery store, picked up his car, and took it home.
Walk back to get it.
It's pretty incredible.
All right. So, Danny, tell us then, how does somebody out there is listening right now, and they're like, man, this is either I know somebody whose family is in this situation, that they need some help. So how does somebody nominate a family or somebody to get in the Season of Giving?
Absolutely. So it's easy. Go to countryhill.com, our website, countryhill.com. Right on the homepage, it'll say Season of Giving. Click there. It'll take you to the nominations page. On the nominations page, all the information is there, the dates, everything. You have until December the 17th. And here's what we ask. Nominate somebody that you know and care about and love. We just ask that you don't tell them because we want this to be a surprise. I'll tell you, sometimes that person is sitting right next to you at work. Sometimes they're sitting next to you at church or at temple or at synagogue. Sometimes mm-hmm. you have heard about somebody who's really struggling this year. And sometimes you just don't know, right? And you begin to listen and you begin to understand what's going on in other people's lives. And then we ask that you go to our website and nominate that special person. But tell us as much as possible because that decision is based off of the information that we get from your nomination. So put as much information in there as possible, but please don't tell them because mm-hmm. we certainly want this to be a big surprise.
Yes. And real quick, there is involvement from Children's Mercy Hospital in this as well.
Absolutely. So every year now, for this actually the past 3 years, our team has a special place in their heart for Children's Mercy Hospital. And so we reached out and said, how can we participate? And they do this incredible thing called Night Out at the NICU, the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit. And we didn't know this, but parents are cooped up in there sometimes anywhere from a week to 3 months to 4 months and 5 months with their kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they don't get to get out. They don't want to. I mean, I certainly know. I have twins, so I know what love is about. And in the very short time when my kids were born, I was scared because I didn't know what was going to happen. And so I can't imagine being in a hospital that long. So they have allowed us to take over their event space and turn it into a 5-star restaurant. And so with the help of our friends at Sinzetti's, with the help of our friends at Tobler's, we convert that place into a restaurant. And we serve about 150 families Christmas dinner. And it's outstanding. It's actually my favorite night of the year. So here's what we ask. If you don't know somebody that you want to nominate, but you still feel called, you feel like you want to help, on that page, on countryhill.com, just click the Donate Now, and that'll take you to a GoFundMe page. And every dollar you donate will go 100% directly either back to these families to help make sure that they get a hand up and back to Children's Mercy Hospital. We have set a low goal only of $4,000. We know we can make it, and that way we can get those families helped. And we can donate right back to Children's Mercy Hospital.
Great, great. The GoFundMe is live now. It is available on countryhill.com. We'll be talking a lot about that over the next couple of weeks or so until we finally make the decision there. But do give if you can and help out. This is going to be a great thing for the end of the month. I can't wait already for the end of the month when we unveil the families here who are going to have their lives changed.
Oh, it's going to be huge. Knowing us, there's going to be some surprises along the way, too.
I'm sure there will be,
so
yes.
We're excited.
Great. Danny from Country Hill Motors. Again, countryhill.com is where you nominate, where you can find the GoFundMe, where you can find all the information there. Thank you for coming in. This now starts it right here, the Season of Giving. It is off and running, and we'll talk to you in the coming weeks and get some progress reports.
Awesome, and thank you. Thank you so much for making this possible.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. Truly the way of giving back. Welcome back to KC Close Up. I'm Brian Trudeau for another Sunday here. As we get going into December and the real Christmas holiday, the pressure is on for people to get their Christmas shopping done. And you know what? There's just some people that is a hardship for them every year. And about this time of the year, we start talking to some of the organizations that help families all over the Kansas City metro area. Today, we take a particular look at the Kansas side and the Johnson County Christmas Bureau. And Larry Biggis joins us from the Johnson County Christmas Bureau. Larry, good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So a lot of people, well, they might be hard-pressed to say, and just kind of a candid question right off the top, say, well, you know, are there people in Johnson County that need some help? And as we look at the numbers every year, there's poverty no matter where you look in the metro, right?
That is absolutely correct. And yes, there is poverty in Johnson County, Kansas. There's about 34,000 living below the federal poverty level, and about 90,000 of our neighbors are economically insecure. That means that when they wake up in the morning and they have to decide whether to take their kid to the doctor or get the car fixed, they don't have money to do either.
Right. So that becomes a choice for them that, unfortunately, they don't have the money to cover emergencies, medical emergencies, car, things that might come up in their lives.
Absolutely correct. Or they get sick and miss a day of work, and now they can't make their mortgage or their electric or gas payment.
So where does the Johnson County Christmas Bureau come in? Can you give us a little sense of the history? How long have you guys been around, and what is it that you help families do?
We have been around since the 1970s. We help our low-income neighbors with groceries, enough food for 2 to 3 days, personal care items such as soap, shampoo, dental hygiene, etc., a winter coat for every member of the family, books, holiday gifts for everyone, and a lot of other merchandise that these families badly need and cannot afford.
That's great stuff. And Larry, I remember, you know, we talked to you last year, and this is something that just unfortunately keeps going. It seems like poverty is kind of a never-ending thing, but plenty of people know. I mean, not everybody has, especially in this day and age. They don't have the savings. They don't have the ability to, you know, keep that money in reserve, and you guys do a great thing, kind of help fill in the gaps there.
Well, thank you. We try. Our mission is to help low-income Johnson County neighbors living below 150% of the poverty level. And currently, we have appointments for about 12,000 people, making up about 4,000 Johnson County families. And we have room for another 3 or 4 families to give appointments to.
Okay, so what are some of the ways that people can help this holiday season? You're looking for donations?
We look for donations. This is a volunteer, grassroots-driven charity. We need donations both in kind, such as gently used coats, canned food, educational toys. We also need monetary donations. You can go online on our website, which is www.jccb, the initials of Johnson County Christmas Bureau, jccb.org, and you can volunteer and you can donate. And we need volunteers as well. We use about 3,500 volunteers each year in order to make this organization work.
Wow. So what is the timeline now that we're into December? Kind of walk us through the next couple weeks here of what you guys are going to do to help people.
Well, we opened the holiday shop today. We popped up the middle of November. We are the original pop-up store. Before anyone knew what that term meant, it's like moving in an entire department store. We opened this morning, as I said. We'll be open through December 9th. We put 22 families through every half hour, and we use about 80 volunteers in 3 to 4 hour shifts all day long.
Wow. So when somebody is looking for, what is this now, clothing, household items, essential things, really things to make their life better around this time of the year, that's the kind of stuff that you're letting them go in and quote-unquote shop for. Is that right?
Shop at no charge. Everyone shopping has to have an appointment with an approved application, and then they come here, they're shown through the shop by a volunteer, taken to each of the departments, allowed to select their own merchandise, And if somebody is in need and wants to try to get an application in, they can send an email to client services, that's with an S on the end of services, clientservices@jccb.org. And if we still have space, they'll receive a online application back that they can fill out and submit, and then we'll process their application.
Okay, so you need people, you're looking for volunteers, and as you said, you use a lot of people going to help run these stores over the next couple of days here that people are going to give, and it's going to take a lot of people to do this over, some give over 25 hours a week is what your website says there.
We have year-round volunteers that some of them put in full-time as if it's a job, even though they're not paid. And then we have seasonal volunteers that sign up for setup, running the holiday shop, and move out. Actually, this year, we've got almost all the volunteer slots filled except for some move-out days. And if you want to volunteer and come and help us get everything together so that we can get moved out in an orderly manner, once again, our website, www.jccb.org. And click on the volunteer button.
Well, it brings up a good point. I was going to ask you about that. You know, here at KC1021, where we play Christmas music, we kind of say that December is our Super Bowl. You know, we kind of spend the 11 months of the year in our normal format, and then we gear up for the holiday season. What do you guys have going on throughout the rest of the year? Is there you guys planning and getting ready for this one time, I imagine?
Yes, we spend the year trying to raise donations, both monetary and in-kind donations. We spend the year recruiting volunteers. And part of our mission is increasing awareness and understanding of poverty in Johnson County. So we go out and we talk to groups, especially school groups, Optimist clubs, Rotary clubs, churches, and discuss the issues with them so that they can become aware that some of our neighbors have this need.
Do you feel like that's still a strange idea to some people that, you know, wow, we seemingly live in this, you know, pretty, you know, rich environment of stores and nice houses and cars. And how could that happen to somebody? You know, do you get a lot of that back? How could somebody live in poverty in this neighborhood, in this area?
We get that all the time. It's just a question of education. And meeting the neighbors who are in need, they're embarrassed, so they don't raise their hand and say, look at me. Most of them are actually employed. They're earning $8 to $12 an hour. They're the retail store clerk, the pizza delivery guy, you know, all the other businesses where you see people earning $8 to $12 an hour. Most of them are limited to to 30 hours a week. And if you've got 3 to 5 people, $8 to $12 an hour, 30 hours a week, that doesn't give you enough to purchase all the necessities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's doing the math there is make it tough to add up. Well, you guys do fantastic work there at the Johnson County Christmas Bureau. Larry Biggis joining us here on the phone this morning. Thank you for checking in. And again, how many families is it that you're going to help? And do you have room for just a few more?
We have plans currently to help 4,000 families,
wow,
representing over 12,000 people. And we have a couple 300 spaces still open. But if someone's interested, they need to get their application in pretty quick.
Okay, the website jccb.org is going to hold a lot of the keys there to finding out the information about how they can sign up and donate or volunteer as well.
For sign up, if they want to put in an application, it's sending an email to clientservices@jccb.org. If you're looking at volunteering or giving us support, then go to the website, jccb.org.
Okay, that's going to do it. All right, Larry, hey, again, thank you so much for the time. Happy holidays to you and all of your staff and volunteers out there at Johnson County Christmas Bureau for doing a wonderful thing this holiday season. And thank you again for talking with us for a little bit about it.
Well, and thank you and your station for helping spread the word about the need here in Johnson County.
And now it's time for a KC Close-Up follow-up. Told you at the beginning of the show that Gabriel Downey was a 16-year-old boy who came in to visit us on the show a few months ago. Gabriel suffers from narcolepsy and can fall asleep at any time, which would render himself or other people in dangerous situations. Gabriel has a service dog that's with him at all times. But when he ventured into a store in Independence Square one day, that's when things took a turn. Gabriel came in to share his story with us on the show a few months ago. Let's revisit that.
So my Eagle Scout project benefits the Jackson County Council for Developmental Disabilities, otherwise known as ETOS, which stands for Empowering Individuals Through Advocacy and Support. It helps people with service dogs. It's really to gain awareness and help merchants and others get an understanding of what a service dog really is, what he does, and why they're there, and why I really do need him, and that type of thing.
Right. Where did this come from? Where did the idea for your project come from? Because you brought your service dog, Stanley, with you today.
Right. I walked into a organization, and I had Stanley with me. And at that point, I was still searching for an Eagle Scout project or anything like that. And I walked into there, and there was a police officer there for security. And I was talking to the cashier and whatnot, and they were telling me that I wasn't allowed to bring my dog in. And then she looked over to the police, and the police officer came over and said, basically, this could be a scam and that type of thing. I can't see a visible disability. And so it's your choice whether to let him come in or kick him out and that type of thing. And so they kicked me out and went to my dad, and my dad called up the shift sergeant. He had kind of attacked my dad at first, and my dad was like, whoa, 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 this isn't like a Facebook moment. I don't want anything like that. We're just trying to educate you guys and whatnot. And so the shift sergeant drove down there, talked to the guy, and the guy was like, oh, I didn't see a disability. So,
right. Do you mind sharing with everybody what your disability is, what challenge
you have? Yeah, I'm narcoleptic. Mm-hmm. That means I fall asleep randomly.
Right.
You know what REM sleep is?
Sure.
REM sleep
really, really deep.
Yeah, that deep, deep sleep. And so for a normal person, it takes around 90 minutes for them to go down and go into sleep, into REM sleep. For me, as soon as I put my head down, I'm directly into REM sleep. And so what Stanley's job is to do is to keep my brain stimulated so I don't get that far, and he keeps me awake, really.
Right. When somebody says, well, gosh, you know, this could be a scam, I don't see any outward sign, I mean, that's not just a knock on you, but there are a lot of people. In fact, there are probably a majority of those who have challenges that have no outward sign of disability. It's like parking in a handicapped spot, having a service dog, that people don't understand. It's a great idea for you to help these shop owners to have empathy for that and to also understand what the rule of the law says, too.
It's harder for youth with service dogs because we don't, I don't know how to put it. It's like that adult authority respect type of thing.
Right.
And so I can't, if a manager is kicking me out, I can't argue with him because I have to respect him.
Right.
And so.
Now, how does it make you feel when somebody says, well, you're just trying to scam us. You're just trying to bring a dog
in
here.
I can understand it.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I have nothing against it.
Right.
Well, I'm going against it, but I have nothing against them for wanting to do that. Because if Stanley actually wasn't a service dog and he was tugging on my leash everywhere I went and that type of thing, he could grab anything off of the shelves in the store and he could do some serious damage. And so really it's just a fear, and I can understand that.
Okay, let's talk about service dogs then. So how can somebody – there's obviously behaviors that people – and we encountered it here at the radio station today when you walked in. First off, everybody's drawn to an animal. When they see a dog, they want to pet it. But for a service dog, that's not really the right protocol, right?
Right. For people – who are blind and have guide dogs, you're not allowed to pet them.
Yeah.
Just because you'll distract the dog. And really, it's always good to ask first. That's like the most important thing, not to just go up and pet them. Because if the owner, it depends how the owner feels. If he's walking down the street and he feels, say, he's narcoleptic, he feels really tired at that time and he's really, like, really kind of in a, like a zombie type of stage and he's just barely surviving to stay awake. Stanley will be really focused on him, and if you come up and randomly pet him, then Stanley goes from service dog mode to dog mode.
Right.
And so he kind of forgets about the owner and that type of thing. So if the owner is feeling okay that day and you ask him, there's a good chance that they'll be okay with you petting their dog.
Right. But you don't want to take him out of his service mode, because that could be have bad implications.
Yeah.
The cards that you've given, and you have placed these now in the different stores. There's one that you handed me. It says the Law Enforcement Guide to Service Dog Access. What are the rights then of somebody to have a service dog? Where can you take Stanley? And what do law enforcement, what do they need to know about this as well?
So law enforcement really just needs to know the law, really, in general, and what it says on the cards and where I can go. The owner and the service dog are legally entitled to access any business, nonprofit organization, or government office that operates as a public accommodation. So anywhere the general public or other customers have access, including dining rooms and food service areas. So anywhere they go, I'm allowed to go.
Okay.
And me and Stanley.
Gabe, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming down here.
Well, we're proud to say that here at KC Close Up, we received an invite in the mail for Gabriel's Eagle Scout Court of Honor, which was held this past week, November 30th. So congratulations, Gabriel. You passed your boards. You got your project done. It was all approved. And the Eagle Scout Court of Honor is the ceremony by which Boy Scouts bestows that highest award that they can on the shirt of a deserving Boy Scout. So congratulations, Gabriel. From one fellow Eagle Scout to another, congrats. Good job. Let's talk about a couple things before the show ends today, and we'll follow up with a few other items we've had on the show in the past couple of weeks. We had Emily McNeil and our friend Jamie Bluma, the former Royal, in a couple weeks ago to talk about the Stock the Shop event with the Eric Berry Foundation to benefit Children's Mercy Hospital. They're looking for donated toys, gift cards, and even cash donations. Another event for Stock the Shop will happen today, December 3rd, at the Johnny's Tavern near Shawnee off of Shawnee Mission Parkway on the Kansas side. They'll be there from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can go watch the Chiefs and Jets game. And, of course, if you come donate a special item, they have food and drink specials, silent auction, and raffle tickets available. So go see them today. Johnny's Tavern on Shawnee Mission Parkway in Shawnee from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then coming up this Wednesday between 5:30 and 8:30 p.m., another happy hour event, this one at Tumbleweed Bar and Grill in Gardner, Kansas, 615 East Main Street. Again, looking for those toys and gift cards for the kids and the families at Children's Mercy Hospital. Wednesday's event will also feature an ugly sweater party as well for prizes, so don't forget to wear your ugly Christmas sweater. Gary Crossley Ford, a couple weeks ago, also came in on the show. Our friend Todd Crossley came by to tell us what they were doing for their Seasons of Giving. And coming up next Saturday, December the 9th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's Gary Crossley Ford's Holiday Dog Adoption Event. And this will be held with the great people at Midwest Pet Rescue, and K911 will be on hand as well with a lot of available dogs for adoption. They're also going to have free breakfast there as well, and they will also be tagging dogs with that ever-important microchip in case your dog gets out. They'll be able to find out where they belong. So that's next week at Gary Crossley Ford up in Liberty if you want to check that out. The dog adoption event at 8050 North Church Road, and that's next Saturday. So you can check that out. That's our follow-up here on a couple of events happening. KC Close-Up is a 2017, for now, production of Steel City Media and our affiliated radio stations. You can find out more about the program by checking out our Facebook page, kc1021.com, or seeing our studio, main studio location at 508 Westport Road, Suite 202, KC Mo, between normal business hours, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, excluding holidays. If you have a special guest that you'd like to feature on this show or something you think is worthy of our attention, you can email it to me, Truda, at kc1021.com. In the meantime, for all of us here at Steel City Media and for all of our radio stations, we invite you to have a great week. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next Sunday for another edition of KC Close-Up.